Writer Jonathan Rabin was born in Britain, and although he now lives in Seattle, Rabin returns to his British roots for our series, You Must Read This, in which authors talk about the books they love. Rabin remembers his first encounter with the aging, aimless socialites in the writing of Evelyn Waugh.
Radio gave me my first introduction to Evelyn Waugh's Put Out More Flags. I woke one morning to hear an actor reading a serial installment from a book on the BBC. What I heard was almost unbearably funny. Far too soon, the announcer's voice came on and solved the puzzle of the title and the author's name. 10 minutes later, after a gulped coffee, I was off to the bookshop. Since then, I've read Put Out More Flags at least once a year and found new pleasures in it on every rereading. It's set in England's darkest hour, between the autumn of 1939 and the summer of 1940, when Britain was faced with imminent invasion by Nazi Germany after her army was routed in France and landed up on the desperate beaches of Dunkirk. But all that background noise to the great struggle being conducted in Mayfair and Belgravia and in ancient drafty country houses as the ageing bright young things of the 1920s face the strange new world of 1940. Hitler's coming. All the more reason, then, for cocktails, gossip and clandestine affairs. At the centre of the book is one of literature's classic rogues, the resourceful and unscrupulous Basil Seal. For Basil, the war presents a multitude of intriguing sexual and financial opportunities. When trainloads of slum children are evacuated from the cities as the Blitz begins, Basil alone figures out how to turn a profit from this tide of urban waifs pouring into the unsuspecting countryside. If it begins in something close to farce, it darkens steadily like a long summer sunset as 1940 wears on and gravity becomes the order of the day. Even Basil Seal eventually finds a serious job. His transformation, from bounder to useful soldier, mirrors the transformation of a whole society as Britain learned, slowly and painfully, how to fight for its survival. You must read Put Out More Flags by Evelyn Waugh.
Jonathan Rabin is the author of many books, including Old Glory and Passage to Juno. You can find more You Must Read This recommendations at the Summer Books section of npr.org.